Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I am Nandini Sanyal and here are the top headlines at this hour. Investors lose Rs 3.78 lakh crore as Sensex plunges 525 points. Nifty settles below 17,400. FDI key to India's aspiration to be a $5 trillion economy, says Deloitte CEO. Finance Ministry to start budgetary exercise from October 12th. HDFC ties up with Paytm for credit cards. GST Council's clarifications could spell relief for telecom companies, insurers and banks having operations across several states. States may seek GST compensation extension and average increment given by companies at 8% in 2021. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last week today. Domestic equity markets kicked off the week on a negative note on widespread pessimism in global markets. The drop in commodity prices and Evergrande crisis in China made the market jittery. Metal stocks bled, whereas hotels and FMCG players saw some buying. The steep fall made equity investors poorer by Rs 3.78 lakh crore during the session. BSE Sensex, which gyrated in the range of 813 points, tanked 525 points to settle below 58,500. Nifty 50 lost about 190 points to end the day just 3 points below 17,400. The index scaled 17,600 during the session. Broader markets underperformed as BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices gave up 2% each. Fear gauge India VIX wildly rose 15%, crossing the 17 mark. On BSE Sensex, Tata Steel tanked 10%, leading the losers. It was followed by SBI and IndusInd Bank, which shed 4% each. HDFC, Dr. Reddy's, M&M, Ultratech Cement, Sun Pharma, Axis Bank and HDFC Bank declined 2% each. On the other hand, HUL soared 3%. Bajaj Finserv and ITC added over 1% each. HCL Tech, Nestle, Bajaj Finance and Reliance ended the day in green. Over 295 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day, whereas more than 275 stocks hit the lower circuit. About 95 stocks tested 52-week highs during the session. We have Narendra Solanki from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Broker to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Do you think China's Evergrande crisis can trigger a global sell-off?
I think it's too early to tell anything about Evergrande crisis which is happening in China, and the company is definitely the largest real estate company. However, the markets are definitely feeling concerned about the expected contagion which could come out of this Evergrande crisis. I think so far the things are within China, and there is no need for excessive knee-jerk reaction, but yes, things are still not clear, so we have to wait and watch and see how things unfolds going ahead.
What are your expectations from the US Fed meeting this week?
I think the investors globally are aware that the Fed has already hinted about the tapering outlook and the interest rate outlook. However, what investors might be waiting for this week's Fed meet is the exact timelines and when the Fed is expected to start. As earlier, the Fed has indicated that it could start tapering in later 2021. However, the timelines are not certain, so investors are waiting for that clarity in this week's Fed meeting.
We also caught up with Ashish Biswas of Capital Via Global Research to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 witnessed a volatile session and could not hold about 17,400. Where is it headed?
So the Nifty 50 index opened with a gap down on 20th September and it could not hold the levels of 17,600. The index closed below 17,400 and this is suggesting a correction in the index, and we can expect it to come till levels of like 17,200.
Nifty Bank underperformed Nifty 50. What do technical charts suggest about it?
So on the daily charts of Bank Nifty, there seems to be a spinning top which is suggesting a reversal from higher levels, and it is also leading to a correction in Bank Nifty. So the correction can take Bank Nifty to the levels of like 36,800, and if this level is breached, it may test level of 36,300 before bouncing back.
Asian markets settled mostly lower for the day. Major European markets were trading with cards in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were down, hinting towards a negative start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.